This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
A weekend gathering in Nanaimo on May the 28th to 30th is designed for gay and queer men who want to do more than just survive. The event, which is called Shine, will bring together men for workshops, social events, hiking, talking, and socializing. Shine is an initiative of AIDS Vancouver Island and is led by Community Development Coordinator Liam Captain Snowden, who joins us on the phone from Victoria. Welcome to People First Radio, Liam.
Hello there.
Now, I'm going to call you Captain as well, so it seems to be your other handle. What's meant by just surviving? How does that differ from shining in one's life?
That's a great question. It's something that I think I've been contemplating a lot in the last 5 years where I've been working at AIDS Vancouver Island in the capacity of coordinator of gay men's community development. I think as gay men and as queer men, we're still reeling and recovering from the AIDS crisis. A lot of older guys have lost partners and friends, and there's still a lot of grief and loss around that, and a lot of burnout from being in the movement and working so hard to get the AIDS service organizations up and running and working for the community. And I think for some of the younger guys, still dealing with like a lot of homophobia. I'm still hearing about a lot of homophobia in schools and this kind of internalized homophobia that happens. Even if our outside environment is a fabulous place to come out, even if our families are a really supportive place, I think we end up with this kind of baggage of internalized homophobia that we've got to work through too. So that makes me really interested in figuring out how to live our lives in a way that we can use our talents and our skills and what we've learned from surviving a bunch of stuff in a way that we can shine ourselves in the world and help other folks shine.
Are you speaking then primarily about mental and emotional health?
Absolutely. Mental, emotional, and physical health, absolutely, too, because we wanted to work into the weekend some pieces around hiking and some pieces about living an outdoor lifestyle, because there's so many folks on the island that do so many outdoorsy things and groups getting together to do different hikes and kayaking and stuff like that.
How then does the weekend event, Shine, fit with the overall mandate and programming of AIDS Vancouver Island?
So I think since the program's been going for about the last 10 or 12 years, we've always gone from a broad, holistic-based wellness view of gay men's health and not specifically focusing on AIDS and HIV, doing that when we needed to, but also like looking at all the factors that impact the life of anyone. So the conference is that. We're coming from like a very broad perspective. So we're looking at some of the workshops that we're going to be having are looking at, you know, the new information out there about if you're HIV positive, what's your responsibility to disclose to people that you're having sex with. You know, we have workshops about how to get your writing published if you're a poet or a writer. We've got information about new testing technologies because the window period has shortened as far as getting your information about positive test results. We have a kinky workshop. We're going to be talking about queer spirituality. And a friend and colleague of mine, Robert Birch, who is an fabulously inspiring man who has done a lot of spirituality stuff, a lot of stuff with our eco-village on the island, and he's doing a lot of work on queer masculinity these days and bringing together gay men and straight men and talking about different issues about masculinity and how to be our full selves. He's opening the event, and I'm really, really excited about that.
Now, you made comments earlier about gay men and bisexual men, I guess you'd say, at different stages of life. And you couch that in the AIDS movement over time. I'm wondering, how has HIV prevention work with gay and queer men changed over the years?
It's a good question because I think it seems to swirl a little in and out of kind of a spiral pattern. Like we'll be really focused on getting information out about testing, which is something that we have been doing here at AVI over the last month. Is really we did a testing blitz in the three gay bars that we now have in Victoria, which is unheard of. And so we'll focus on one specific issue around HIV, and then we'll go broader to look at the wider issues that affect gay men.
This is People First Radio. Shine, a health and wellness gathering for gay and queer men, will take place May the 28th to 30th in Nanaimo. The event asks the question, how do we do more than just survive? How do we shine? Liam Snowden, who will lead the Shine workshops on behalf of AIDS Vancouver Island, is on the phone with me today. Liam, tell us, can you give us more detail about what's planned for this weekend event, which you also referred to as a conference?
You betcha. So historically what I've done, and it seems to work well in the past, is on the Friday, myself and a couple other folks, volunteers, host a thing called Queer Eye for the Service Provider, which is a workshop for doctors, nurses, anybody working in social services that might end up having GBLT, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, intersex clients, just to develop some skills and culturally sensitive awareness around working with us. So this is a $25 workshop. We're doing it at the Dorchester on the Friday, and there's lots of space still open in it. So that's sort of the opening of the conference, and then we're having an event. It's called Get Your Shine On Dance Party at the new venue, Electric Abyss in Nanaimo, which was formerly the Greek restaurant on Front Street. So that's a men's event that's happening on the Friday night to open up the conference. And then Saturday morning, we start with, I'm not going to get his name right, Fred, who's a city councilor in Nanaimo.
Fred Pachier?
Yes, he's going to welcome us to the city at our opening, which is fantastic. And then all day Saturday of the conference, the workshops for the conference and some talking circles and such. And then Saturday night, we're still working out what kind of events we're going to be doing on Saturday night. And then Sunday, we have a hike organized, a hike option, and a heart circle option. And then the Vancouver Island Rainbow Association is hosting us at one of its members' houses for a barbecue from 11 to 3.
Now, earlier this week, Liam, as we were corresponding in preparation for this radio segment, I learned that you were in Campbell River.
Yeah.
What was happening in Campbell River, which is, of course, within your area of work as well?
Mm-hmm. My job is to go up and down the island. So we had the fourth annual Walk Away from Homophobia on May the 17th in Campbell River, and that is... it's the International Day Against Homophobia, so there were walks and events happening in all different parts of the world. This year in Campbell River, it was so exciting because a couple of things is we moved from a location that was a little farther outside of town to right down in the Spirit Square in the heart of the city to do our event. So there was a lot more sort of interaction with the public. And also the mayor agreed to raise the pride flag outside City Hall for the first time ever, which was really exciting. And we also brought in Kate Reed from Vancouver, who is a dyke and a fabulous musician, and she got the crowds up and dancing for a good hour and a half. So it was a fantastic event. It gets bigger every year. There's a fantastic group, Campbell River Pride, up there, who just make this whole event go so famously.
How important are public events like the one that was held in Campbell River?
Every year we seem in Campbell River and at the Courtney events to seem to hear stories from people the next year about how important the event was and how it helped them come out to their community. And I think in some of the more rural communities, the visibility piece is the absolute biggest piece for keeping people alive, especially with youth. And there's a fantastic group up there called Youth for Diversity that is run by the local multicultural group who they've been a part of the organizing of the event and performing at the event since the beginning. And they are they are making the schools up there a way friendlier place for queer youth. So we're in the smaller communities, it's about education and trying to keep people alive.
I'm wondering if you'd be willing, Captain, to run down the basics on the Shine weekend that is coming up, so that if anyone is listening and tuning in for the first time right now, they can jot these details down or try to commit them to memory.
You betcha. So the best way to get information about Shine is to go to a website called Eventbrite. It's Eventbrite, and just search for the Shine event, Shine Nanaimo, it's called. And maybe I'll just give out my email address. It's Captain, like it sounds, dot Snowden, Snowdon, at avi.org, and I can get all kinds of information out. We are the event starts on the 28th on Friday with a social on Friday night and workshops on Saturday the 29th at the Dorchester Hotel, and barbecue and heart circle and hike on the Sunday.
Now, Liam, we have a couple of minutes left in our time this hour. Are there any other thoughts that you'd like to leave us with, any other comments you'd like to make about gay and queer men's health, about anti-homophobia efforts, about HIV prevention, etc.?
Let's see. That's a good question. I think that one of the things that I repeatedly hear going up and down the island from folks and hearing their coming out stories is that that there was often one per, and queer and transgendered folks, and as a transgendered man, I know this to be true in my reality too, is that there was often one person in our lives. Like if there was just at least one person who believed who we were and believed in who we were and didn't judge us and was open and supportive and loving, that's kind of all it took, was just having one person, especially as a young person, to have one person to believe in us. So I just want to say to listeners that if you could be that one person for a youth or someone coming out, or just to be there for them, that'll make all the difference in the world.
Thanks very much, Captain Snowden, for taking the time to join us today.
Anytime.
Captain Snowden, Liam Snowden, is AIDS Vancouver Island's Gay Men's Community Development Coordinator. He runs the Men's Wellness Program, working up and down Vancouver Island from Campbell River to Victoria, and can be found helping organize Pride events, community trainings, and HIV testing and prevention activities.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.